You're listening to Expansion, the podcast for EXP agents. Expand your skill. Expand your value. Here's your host, Glenn Sanford.
Hey everyone, Glenn Sanford here, and you're listening to the Expansion podcast, where we talk about personal and professional development, as well as production, team building, and all things real estate. And today, I'm excited to talk with Amy B. of Cincinnati, Ohio. Welcome, Amy.
Thanks for having me, Glenn. I'm so excited to be here. You may not remember this, but we met in Fort Lauderdale, I think in 2017 at one of the first EXP cons.
Okay. Yeah, we were there on the beach at the Marriott. So that was a fun EXP con back in the day. And of course, we're coming back to South Florida this year again in Miami. So this can be good to catch up again if you're there. I mean, obviously, yeah. There's a lot of people come up and say hi, but come up, say hi. I'll try.
Absolutely.
Connected all the dots. So, you've been kind of at this game of real estate. I've been I'm coming up on 22 years next month, but you've been in the business. It's a little shorter than that time frame, but maybe just what's your background? How'd you get in real estate? And then maybe we'll even ask the obvious question is why EXP? Why did you join back in 2017?
Yeah. So I am a salesperson at heart. I won in the second grade the most cookie sales for the Girl Scouts. And ever since then, I've been selling things. In college, I sold advertising for the school newspaper. And I sold Tiffany lamps and leather jackets and all kinds of things. And after graduating from college with 2 degrees that can't really do anything with, I strategically chose communications and psychology, knowing that I would go into sales, just didn't know what kind of sales I was going to go into. And those were unbelievably valuable. I started software sales, and I moved to copiers and fax machines. Then I went very quickly to cardiovascular medication. And from there, I was hitting a glass ceiling real hard with my head. And my mom actually is still a real estate agent. And she said to me, "You were working so hard. I was getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning so that I could go see doctors early and just working until late at night." And she was like, "If you sold real estate, you would make more money for less time, and you would really make an impact and have the flexibility and the freedom that you need." And I was being micromanaged, and I am a true entrepreneur at heart. So it just didn't work for me. I learned it so much in traditional sales and in traditional companies. And I learned enough to know I don't want to have to go there again. So I am a real estate agent since 2005. I started with RE/MAX, moved to Keller Williams, and now I was actually the first agent to begin selling real estate for EXP in Cincinnati in 2017.
Oh, wow. So I'm curious. Thinking back to Girl Scout cookies? Was that what it was? So what was your secret to selling the most cookies?
So what's ironic about that is I believe at my core, I'm a connector. I like to connect people and opportunities, and I do that every day. And that's what gets me so excited. I was able to, my mom showed me the way. I mean, obviously I'm 7 years old at this point, but she said, "I work at this company where they serve snacks. Let's talk to the owner of this company and see if we can get them to agree to buy these Girl Scout cookies and serve them as snacks for this business." And so we were able to do that on a large scale. And that's the lion's share of what got me that award. But there were a lot of other, what I call nickel and diming, that I did to kind of put myself over the edge.
Okay. So in other words, think strategically about what it was you were doing, as opposed to just knock on more doors than anybody else, more knock on the right doors. Or as I think Joe Girard, the car salesman who sort of set the record, you sold them in bunches like bananas.
Yes. Or work smart, not hard. I mean, I also work hard, obviously, but I'm working smart. I'm being strategic and as efficient as possible. And I've continued to do that.
So that being said, so the when we start to think about strategic, you obviously have been building your business. Are there some unique things that you're doing in your business to give you, we'll call it a strategic advantage in the market to generate the business that you're generating?
Yeah. So a lot's changed since COVID. My core business before COVID was families moving up in the same community, and COVID kind of stopped that from happening. And then the interest rates really like shut it down. So I had to adapt my core business model and my core people that I was going after. So after COVID, once it started opening up, I decided to become more involved in my community. And a lot of people shy away from that. I dug really deep in. I started helping with a school levy campaign. I started helping local politicians run for re-election and run for election and things like that. And that just engaged me so deeply. And it forced me to meet so many new people in my same community. I live in a township. And I just dug in real deep in that township. And I believe that the success that I'm having is because I've chosen to be hyper local, meaning focusing very specifically on Anderson Township. That also means sometimes saying no to things that don't fit in Anderson Township or don't fit my model or my focus, so that I can be available and ready for things that do fit my focus. And I moved here 12 years ago. And as of 2023, the end of the year, I was the number one individual agent in Anderson Township. Other people sold more than me, but they had teams of a dozen people, right? So I've made a quick impact, and I found that when you volunteer your time for community efforts, people see your passion, your professionalism, you're responsible, you show up, you do what you say you're going to do. And that really goes a long way. And then they start to say, oh, Amy's our realtor. Amy's the realtor for our group, or Amy, you know, is the one, call Amy. And that literally just kind of exploded my business in Anderson by just getting involved in the community and different things.
Oh, awesome. It sounds like you do a lot of personal networking in Anderson County. Are you doing much with other lead gen, social media, those types of things, or is it primarily sort of in community activities?
I think we do our best connecting and engaging, collaboration, face to face, belly to belly, nose to nose. And that's where I found the most success, just creating relationships with people and continuing those relationships. Unpopular opinion, there's a lot of fakeness and toxicity on Facebook, which I choose not to participate in. And I think it wastes a lot of time. And I think the most successful people have meaningful relationships in real life. And that's where I've been able to grow my business the most and the most impactfully, and be able to create that rapport. So I am very involved in the schools and with the sports and all of those things. And, you know, I'll have an Amy B shirt on, or I'll have one of my Amy B bags with me, or I'll send the kids to school with stuff. And so just kind of like subtle branding throughout the community. When you hyper local it, they see it a lot more in a smaller area, versus if you're all over the city, they're never going to start to see brand recognition.
Oh, excellent. Now, and then how is it? It's like, do you have an assistant or are you truly a solo agent without any support? How do you keep things kind of moving along?
Yeah, I have created some systems and some processes that I at some point packaged up. I have a whole listing process, an online course, and then a buyer process, an online course. And it's just a roadmap for how this works. And I only take clients that are willing to get on that roadmap and follow that with me. Anybody else, it's just not going to work for me. So I say no a lot, but I guide them through this process, and the process saves me time. So I know exactly how many hours it's going to take me to sell a house from the time I get the lead to the time that we're under contract. It's like 8 to 10 hours. And it's very fine tuned. I have an automated email system and video system where I'm communicating with my clients as to this is what's happening next. And I've had vendors that I've had, my inspector's been with me for 19 years, my lender for 13 years, my stager for 10 years. So we're used to working together, and I've got a well-oiled machine. So I can, you know, just work with a lot of people, and because I've built my systems to make it easier on me. I do have a transaction coordinator that helps me with all of the paperwork and all of the compliance and everything like that. But other than that, I definitely cherry pick my buyers because they take the most time, and I want to make sure that I'm not spending too much time there. And then I list properties, preferred list properties, and try to keep them as close to Anderson Township as possible. And I refer a lot of business too. As a result, I referred already this year, it's March, I've already referred 3 buyers and been paid 3 referral fees to my EXP downline, here in Cincinnati. Oh.
Well, that's a nice added benefit. So basically you're setting expectations upfront and creating sort of tacit or at least a agreement on how this process is going to work by basically saying, hey, if somebody says, hey, I'm interested in buying a home, you're plugging them into that funnel. And if they come out the other side with a understanding of the process and the shared agreements between the two of you, then you'll take them on as a client. But if they don't take the course, and I guess they could say, I don't like to work that way, then you say, okay, yeah, I can refer you to somebody or whatever.
They don't have to take the course. My clients don't have to take the course. But over time, I've had a lot of agents reach out to me and say, how are you doing this? How are you getting these results? How are you doing this? So I created a course for agents to take so that they could do the same thing that I was doing.
Okay.
You have to enforce, like you said, set expectations and standards. You have to enforce them. And I think that's what a lot of agents aren't willing to do, is enforce the rules with their clients so that they can have a value that's fair on both sides.
Right. Now, you mentioned, kind of how you organize your clients. What CRM do you use, or what's your process of managing your clientele?
Okay, so you know the best CRM you have is the one you use. So yeah. I have this in my hand a lot, my phone.
Yep.
And contacts. These are my contacts, and they all have little icons by them.
Right.
Emojis. This is my CRM. I have their phone number in there. I have their email in there. And I have a history of my text conversations in there with them. And from anywhere, so I'm a mom, I'm a basketball, football, soccer, volleyball mom. I do a lot of practices. I do a lot of drop-offs. I can sit in my car, and I needed some people in the community to attend the park board meeting last night that I'm on. And so I sorted everybody by the letter A. I have a little A icon in there. And then I looked up all my friends in Anderson Township, and I quickly texted them and asked them to come to the meeting. Or if I have a listing coming and I need to contact some agents to see if they have any cash buyers, I click on the little house, and then I have all my favorite agents pop up, and I talk to them about the opportunities. So I have everything organized by emoji in my phone. You know, my repeat referral, current clients, all of that. And that's just what I use. And I can quickly text people because that's the mode of communication that they tend to want these days. And then my history of conversation is all in that phone that I have all the time with me.
Oh, awesome. Well, yeah, it is the one CRM that everybody has.
Everybody's got a phone. It's free.
Yeah. Yeah. Comes with the phone package. So,
yeah.
So now, you were, I think, at a couple different brands before EXP. But you've obviously been with EXP since you mentioned, Fort Lauderdale. What was it that attracted you to EXP over other brokerages and brands?
Yeah, I mean, I had been with Keller Williams for 9 years. I was doing training for them. I was on their agent leadership council, all of the things. There was nothing about KW that I didn't like. I loved their training. I loved the way that they were teaching you to, you know, delegate and grow a team and all of that. And if it weren't for Hank Avink and putting me in a headlock and saying, you have to watch this, you have to talk to me about this, I would have never even been looking. But I am so grateful for him for forcing this on me. And we are good friends, so it was okay, you know. But I wish I would have done it sooner. And to me, I can sell real estate anywhere and be successful. I really can. To me, it's the benefits of the stock, the ownership, the revenue share is great. It's icing on the cake for me, but it's 100% better than what I was dealing with at KW for, as far as transparency goes. I love the transparency of the fees and, you know, the profit share and all of it. You see it all. It all makes sense. And my husband, he's in IT, and he had been searching for something that was all online. He's like, this, there has to be an online brokerage somewhere. And we never found it until Hank came and told us about it in 2017. So it's been amazing. I will share a quick story about the just the real basic. Everybody gets stock for their first sale of the year, right? So the first sale of the year at EXP, you get a stock award. Well, that first sale that I did at EXP was a $200,000 condo. And I made $6,000 on that commission, okay? And I was awarded stock. And 3 years later, when that stock was vested, that stock that I got for that first sale was worth $20,000. Way more than my commission on that deal that I earned it for. And I cashed that out. I chose to cash that out and buy myself a pair of very large diamond earrings as a trophy that I've been wanting for a very long time. But the thing is that was just the first one. And I have not sold anything else since. It continues to grow. It continues to grow. I get stock for capping. I get stock for bringing people to the company. I buy stock at a discount every single transaction. The reason why I work is to send my kids to school without them having debt. And literally, I was trying to figure out, how am I going to do that? How many houses am I going to have to sell to do that, right? And EXP gives us the leverage of having the ownership in the stocks. And I have my college savings almost complete, way in advance. They're not even going to college for six more years. It has been just a tremendous relief to have not only the sales working for me and that commission income, but also the behind the scenes wealth building that EXP gives us to be able to do extra with what we're already doing anyway. So that was a game changer for me with EXP.
Well, awesome. Well, no, it's, That's great. I mean, that was the idea. That was the science experiment that we thought might work. And sure enough, knock on wood, we've had so many people share amazing stories of how the equity side or the rev share side has been a game changer when they needed it. And whether it's retiring a spouse or buying their parents a house or sending their kids to college or having the ability to not have to sell real estate for a few months because of something taking place in their life. Those were all the things that there wasn't a solution for before EXP. So I'm super proud of that. Last question, and then we'll go ahead and wrap it up here today. But if there was one piece of advice you could give to an EXP agent, what would that be?
I don't know that it would be just limited to an EXP agent. It would probably be to everyone in our industry, is to be professional, have set expectations with your clients, have standards and boundaries. I think a lot of people feel like they should be walked over or work 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and that doesn't need to happen. Know your worth and share your value. That's so important right now in this world that we're in with the challenges that we're having legally and all of that, is just be valuable and continue to invest in yourself so that you can show your value to your clients and, set those standards so that you are valuable to them as well.
Awesome. Yeah, the Jim Rohn quote, I just mentioned it a couple of days ago, is don't wish for fewer challenges or fewer problems. Wish you were better, or wish you could add more value, and then go do it, and everything will work out. So
awesome.
Well, good stuff. Well, thank you, Amy, for jumping on and being part of this podcast. Super, excited that you were here, and hopefully get to see you again later on in the year. How would people follow you? What's the best the best way for people to connect with you?
If you're at EXP, Workplace is a great way. Facebook is an option, and I suppose Twitter is an option too. I mostly just focus on basketball there. But Glenn, I just wanted to say congratulations on all the accolades that you've received. Those are completely earned and deserved. You've created an amazing company that so many people's lives have been changed as a result of. So thank you for having the vision and the guts and the intensity and the passion and the push to make it happen for all of us. I really, really, really appreciate you.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much, Amy. And thank you for being on. And again, thanks everyone for listening or watching this episode of the Expansion Podcast. And with that, I'm going to sign off. And thanks again, Amy.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Expansion. Tune in every Tuesday for new episodes. Thanks for being the best part of EXP.